Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries Podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
Welcome to the show. We are so excited that you're here, and we know God is going to do great and mighty things in, through, and around our lives. I believe that God has something supernatural for you today, and I'm really excited about this series that I'm in right now called Reasons Miracles Still Happen, Why I Believe Miracles Are For Today. And I just want to encourage you, and I just want to tell you that there is such a real future for us here, and with the kingdom of God. And excuse me just a moment while I'm trying to figure out a few things about what's going on with my broadcast here. But we are so glad you're here, and good to see you, Ben, Patsy. Good to see all of you all. Do me a favor, Kyle Martin, share the show for me. We want to get this out to as many people as we possibly can. And I want to talk to you guys about miracles still happen because of the character of God. Now, we are in revival here at Miracle Bethel, Bethesda Church of God, God's House of Mercy. And we are having an incredible revival, our first time here. And Pastor Johnny Gray and his lovely wife, they are incredible people. And they are we're just so glad to have them here. And if you've not had a chance to download our app, please do so. You can do that in the Apple Play or the Google Play or the Apple App Store, and do that. Get a hold of that, and I believe God will richly bless you and strengthen your life. Okay, and stay encouraged with us. And we have I think I have this down, but I tell everybody to write these in the comment section. You're gonna have a lot to take notes with today. I've got a lot to say this morning. And I want to just get on. Miracles happen because of the character of God. So, do you have your coffee? Do you got everything you need? And we're going to get right into it. So, miracles show the love of God and the goodness of God, okay? Many times when Jesus performed miracles, the Bible said that he was moved with compassion. So, that's a powerful thought concept. Jesus was moved with compassion. Well, here's what Jesus says in Matthew 14:14. When Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them, and he healed their sick. That's a real powerful thing to understand, is that God is really moving on the earth right now and still wants to move on the earth right now. And why he wants to do that is, so a lot of people ask the question, is Jesus still filled with compassion? Absolutely, because that's God's character. Is God still good? Absolutely, because that's God's character. So I want to encourage you, and I want to say that miracles are still happening because of God's character. So I want you to write these down, and I'm going to give you some characteristics of God's character. Here's number one. Write this down. He is for us. He is for us. What does that mean? He is for us, and that's the most powerful force that we can have that's surrounding you and I. He's for you. He's for your healing. He's for your deliverance. He's for your family and children being saved. He is for you turning your life around. He is for you just doing these wonderful things in your life. He's for you. He wants every good thing. Hey, good to see my friend Winter Boswell on here. He is for you. This is God's character. The Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? There is no one that is greater for you than Jesus himself. He is for you. He wants every good thing in your life to be powerful. So write that in the comment section. He is for us, okay? Here's number two. God is unchangeable. I want you to put that in the comment section. He is unchangeable. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not going to change. If he healed somebody in 1902, he's going to heal somebody in 2023. If God healed somebody in, you know, back in the disciples' day, hey, good to see you, Robbie. He's unchangeable. If he's going to heal somebody 25 years ago, 100 years ago, 3,000 years ago, he's the same healer today as he was then. He is unchangeable. Isn't that awesome? Here's number three. He's unshakable. Let me tell you what. Cancer doesn't make God nervous. Diabetes doesn't make God nervous. Blood platelets high or blood platelets low don't make God nervous. He's unshakable. He's unshakable. You can't move God with a negative report. And I want to encourage you today, whose report will you believe? Will you believe the lie of the enemy? Will you believe the bad report of a doctor? Will you believe what people say negatively regarding your life? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe you will, because God is unshakable. And if God is unshakable and he is in you, that makes you unshakable. Oh, isn't that powerful about God's character? And then here's number three. He's unstoppable. I want you to put that in the comment section. He's unstoppable. There is nothing that God can't do. He can do anything. He's unstoppable. The devil can't stop him. Sickness can't stop him. Fear can't stop him. Worry can't stop him. There is nothing that God will not do for you because he's unstoppable. I want you to grab a hold of this. He's unstoppable. Okay? Let me tell you something else that I found out about God's character. I want you to write this down. This is number four. Let me break this down. Nothing is impossible for him. Nothing is impossible for him. I taught yesterday that with man, there's a lot of things that are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And I want to encourage you, God's character is there's nothing impossible for him. There's nothing that's going to shake him up. There's nothing that's going to that you're going to throw at him that he doesn't have an answer for, that he doesn't have an antidote for, that he doesn't have a word written in this book for you and I right here. There's nothing in that book that can't handle what God is doing for you. Nothing is impossible for him. Nothing. There's nothing impossible with God. There's nothing impossible for God. And I want to encourage you today that nothing is impossible. Here's number five. Here's what else I found out about his character. He is a God of miracles. I want you to put that in the comment section. He is a God of miracles. Let me tell you something. God is the God of miracles. From the very beginning, he showed he's the God of the miraculous. He stepped out on nothing, spoke it into existence, and it was created. He's the God of miracles. He will do anything. He will do anything that you ask him to do according to his word. He's the God of miracles. That's his character. That's who he is. He heals the blind. He opens up deaf ears. He raises the dead. He cleansed the leper. You can drink any deadly thing and it shall not harm you. Why? Because he's the God of miracles and he's living in you. Oh, can you tell I'm passionate about this subject today? Oh, he's the God of miracles. He is a God of miracles. Here's number six. This is all about God's character. He is mighty and strong. Oh, he is mighty and strong. I want to encourage you today, and I want to tell you that he is mighty and strong. Mighty and strong. He is not weak. He is not broken.
He is not discouraged or disgruntled. He's not broken down. He's a mighty God. Let me tell you something. He's a mighty God. That's his character. He's a mighty God. He's strong. He's our strong tower. He is our strong refuge. He is everything to us. He is mighty. He is strong. Oh, aren't you glad we have a God that's just like that? Oh, he's so faithful. He's so mighty. He's so strong. Let me tell you what else. Number seven, he is faithful and true. He is faithful and true. He's faithful and true. I want to tell you something that I want to encourage you. God is faithful and he's true. I love what the Bible tells about his character. He's not a man that he should lie. And nor the son of man that he should repent. He is a faithful and a true God. He's never going to let you down. He's always going to tell the truth, and he's always going to back up what he said. That's the one thing I love about God's character. That's the one thing I love about him. He is faithful. He is true. I'm going to tell you something else. Let me tell you what else I found out about God's character. Here's number eight. He fights for his people still today. I want you to write that down. He fights for his people still today. Do you hear me? He fights for his people still today. He is still fighting for you and I. He is still fighting for your miracle. He is still fighting for you to get healing. He is still fighting for you to see the presence and the anointing of God. He is still fighting for the joy of the Lord. He is still fighting for you to have the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. He is fighting for you. He is moving mountains for you. He is changing outcomes for you. He is trusting. He is still, hey, Pastor Darren, good to see you. He is still moving for you today. Oh, I want to encourage you. He's still fighting for you today. He's still fighting for you today. What a powerful thought concept. What a powerful thought that God is still. You know, if you don't have anybody in this world that's got your back, God's got your back. Isn't that a powerful thought concept? Isn't that a powerful precept that we need to grab a hold of? God is still fighting for his people today. Oh, man, if I was in church right now, I'd tell somebody to high-five their neighbor. High-five the person sitting next to you. High-five somebody in the room. Tell somebody on Facebook today, God's still fighting for you today. God's still fighting for your miracles today. Let me tell you what else I found out. Number nine, God is loving and good. God is loving and good. I want you to write that in the comment section. God is loving and he is good. God is not, he's not up there in the sweet by and by trying to beat you down, trying to, you know, put you through the roughest test ever. That's not God's love. That's not God's compassion. That's not God's character. God is a loving God. God is a good God. Now, will God correct us? Yes, that's because he loves us. Will God try to get us to do something and keep us in the realm of obedience? Absolutely. Why? Because he's loving and good. He wants his character. He wants our character, okay? That's his character, is loving and good. He's a kind God. He's a trusting God. He's a God that wants the best for you. He's a loving God. That's his character. That's his character. So, I just want to say this one more time. And I've got a few more. I don't even know what number I'm on. I think that was nine. This is number 10. He's righteous. He is righteous and he is holy. You know, that's the one thing that we can trust about God, is that he is righteous and he is holy. This is his character. Man, he's never going to do anything. He's never going to do anything that isn't right, that isn't holy. That's who he is. That's the kind of God that we serve. And I want to encourage you that his character is proven. And then here's number 11. He's just. I want you to put that in the comment section. He's just. Okay? He watches over his own with constant awareness and care. He's just. He is a just God. He is a just God. Oh, I want to bring you in. I want to bring you into this understanding. His character is proven. His character is just. I want to encourage you today that you've got a God with a magnificent character. You've got a God that is tremendous, that loves you, that cares for you, that's honorable, that's just. There's so many things that you can write about God's character. There's so many things that you can talk about when it comes to God's character. But I want to encourage you today, and I want to tell you that his character is the reason that miracles still happen today. He loves you. He cares for you. He's fighting for you. And I just want to encourage you, and I want to tell you that his character is proven, that his love and grace is proven. And you can count on God. You can count on him. And I love you so much. I'm so honored that you're with us today. And we're going to be right back here on another edition of Stronger Every Day, where we love the Word of God just like we love our coffee, strong and fresh. And God has a miracle in mind for you today. And whatever you do when you leave this show today, I want you to catch this. Something good, powerful, and supernatural is going to move in your life today. Be blessed. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.